The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Time for Technology. In Washington, I'm Ira Melman. Most wireless communications use RF, or radio frequency communications, to send data back and forth, but all that information can slow things down. One National Science Foundation-supported researcher is using light to send information. And as we hear from VOA's Kevin Enox, it's quicker and more secure than RF.
Computer scientist Xia Zhou thinks a lot about traffic.
Problem you see is coming from the increasing demand, traffic demands, from the increasing number of devices we're having today.
The number of wireless devices we depend on is growing, and more data traffic means more traffic jams. Most of that information is sent by radio frequency, or RF, which just doesn't have the muscle to handle all the computing devices coming online.
Radio frequency is widely used today for wireless communication. The idea of visible light communication is to look at another medium, which is visible light spectrum.
With support from the National Science Foundation, Zhou and a team at Dartmouth College are developing ways to transmit data using the lighting devices we have in our homes. It's called Li-Fi. By connecting a small modulation unit, any LED light can be turned into a wireless networking device.
It has much, much wider bandwidth, and it's also more secure because light cannot penetrate the wall, so it can confine the communication inside the room without worrying about others eavesdropping the traffic.
It can even work in the dark using a system called dark light.
We are generating very short pulses from the LEDs, and they are imperceptible to our eyes, but detectable by the sensors, so they can still transmit data.
Zhou's Li-Fi also receives signals. This technology allows users to interact with devices just by making gestures in the air, which will be handy as devices get smaller. A big limitation of Li-Fi is that light can't pass through walls. That means every light in a house or building would have to be individually connected to the internet. That could be cost prohibitive, at least until wired lights are part of all new buildings. Kevin Enox, VOA News.
Join us next week for another edition of Time for Technology. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. Remember, you can stay up to date 24 hours a day by checking our website at voanews.com, along with all of our social media platforms.
That was a program from the Voice of America.